This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am remiss for not saying Happy Veterans Day. I did not take the day off because we'd run so many best of shows that I wanted to make sure I gave you guys your money's worth. And I had my son on Veterans Day because he was home from school. I'd been homeschooling him. I homeschooled him, I don't know, it was most of the better part of last year and an early part of this year. But anyway, he was home. He had that day off, which is weird because it was on a Tuesday. But long story short, I missed the Marine Corps birthday. So all you leathernecks, you devil dogs out there, I say to you, oof, because you know what? I so respect you. I went to the Marine Military Academy, trained Force Recon, or now what are called MARSEC guys, in combat, hand-to-hand combat. And, of course, all the other services as well. And to all of my Navy SEAL buddies, my D-boys, you know, my Rangers, airborne guys, all of you, you know how I feel about you. And so I feel so bad I didn't say Happy Veterans Day because, let me tell you, I so respect you, and you know this. You know, I've been in a community of decades, so you know this, but I forgot. And particularly the Marines, because November the 10th is the birthday of the Marine Corps. So I fall on the sword for that, fellas. But understand, I got my get out of jail free card, thanks to many of you, so I'm not worried about me or my family. But I appreciate you more than you know, more than I could ever convey. And happy birthday, happy Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to everyone who has strapped on the uniform to serve this great country. And while we are in the midst of turmoil, because we live in a den of thieves, Democrats, demons, demonic creatures, cretins, scoundrels, and my favorite word to call them, skanks, are willing to steal this republic, this democratic republic from us at all cost. And I know that's not what you fought for. So anyway, thank you for giving us the country that allowed us to put a man in charge who will fight. Thank you for grabbing me at a young enough age to teach me the level of respect that you deserve. And I have passed it on. I promise you I have. And every time I see you guys out there with your hats saying where you served or your jackets with your patches on, you know exactly what I do. I come up and I thank you. And you say to me, thank you. And I say, don't say that back to me. Don't say it back. Thank you. And I know you don't feel like heroes. I've got five or six friends that have received the Medal of Honor. And every time I see it pinned on their chest when they show up at an event, It almost brings tears to my eyes because I know what they did. I know the sacrifice they made to get that medal. And you know what they all say? Every single one of them. They go, I don't know why I got this. I did my job. As much as they proudly wear it, you know what they say? I just did my job. I don't deserve a medal for doing my job. I want you to contrast that with these Hollywood morons who believe that after making $20 million a film, Oscar's so white. Or, I can't believe that Leonardo hasn't gotten an award. It was his body of work. And you have guys out there who have saved the lives of many men, who have protected this country from things that you don't even want to know about, not to go all Jack Nicholson on you on A Few Good Men, but you don't want the truth. And they don't want the medals. They don't want the accolade. They don't even want to know that you, they don't want you to know they exist. The former SEALs, I mean, it's the community's changing, and I hate to call my boys out, but they seem to want that notoriety now. It's going back to normal. But for a while there, they wanted to be known. The Delta Boys, they don't care if you ever know who they are. They do stuff around this country, give credit to some other agency inside of DOJ, and they walk away, and you never know who does it. See, those are our heroes. Our heroes are not guys running on a football field or bouncing a basketball and going out talking smack about defunding the police, LeBron. Our heroes are the quiet warriors that are out there protecting this country day in and day out. And I can't say enough about them. If I dedicated something to them every single show, it wouldn't be enough. But I got up this morning and I went, I didn't say a word, man. You know what? Too busy on all this other nonsense. But see, the reason why we are here to fight is because of every drop of blood left by these warriors on foreign land and on our own soil. And we just had some warriors die recently in a training exercise. That's how hard we practice. We practice so hard in the military that you could die. It also makes me reflect on Benghazi. The guys who gave their lives there. I'm gonna have Tonto on the show. I haven't heard from him in a while. Doing very well, I'm sure. Seen him in a couple of commercials for sunglasses or flashlights or something like that. So I love seeing these guys getting work and not having to go put themselves in harm's way. Anyway, thank these veterans. Every time you see them, millions of us need to let them know we care. Even these young guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq, let them know you care. They are the future. They are the, I mean, like I told you guys, we got the numbers. Trump got 74, 75 million votes. We far outnumber these clowns on the left. And the military, the police, other first responders, they need to know how much we care. Every single one of them, you should, every time you see them, you should thank them. Because there are millions of them, and there are millions of them that have families and supporters. And the more that we let them know, we care. The other side doesn't care. They will use you as fodder. Today, you're their hero. Tomorrow, we'll talk about Black Lives Matter disrupting a school board meeting. You know who they called? In Wisconsin? They called the cops. They didn't call social workers. They called the cops. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Lots to talk about this hour. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're still hanging in there with me.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't think I've ever seen the Democrats so giddy and ready to take over. And take over what? You know what? You want to know what the Democrats really want? They want to take advantage of Trump's moves. They want to take the steal the thunder. Act as if they're the ones who created this outstanding economy. They want to ride Trump's coattails. And they know 70-something, I think it's close to 74, 75 million people, are not going to want to let it die, that being us. So they're willing to have us pay the price for it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. They so want to take over. And you know how bad it would be? Look, you couldn't be a Democrat watching Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff that's been going on and be happy with your party. There's no way. This buddy of mine who made the bet with me, he actually said this. He's an intelligent guy. But he says, I think there were so many Democrats who didn't like Donald Trump. That's what we're seeing. I felt like calling him a moron on his own radio station, but I came razor thin close. I'm not lying. That is such a stupid thing to say. That there are people that Trump limps into the presidency to some degree in 2016. Now, I mean, his electoral numbers were strong, but, you know, and of course he got cheated. But the point is, he wasn't the most popular guy. How many people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, how many of you were lukewarm on President Trump and now you support him like a rabid animal? You just attack everything. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of them. I was lukewarm. I was going to vote. I made the comment early on during my punditry. I said, look, whoever wins gets my support. I will not support Hillary Clinton. My vote will count. So whoever wins, I said, even if it's Lindsey stinking Graham, I will vote for him. And it turned out to be Trump. Now, I wasn't a disciple. I liked him. He was in my top three. I wouldn't even tell you he was my top two. But he was the gladiator who came out of that arena with his fists raised and blood on his spear. And I said, that's my guy. And I voted for him. And I tried to convince everybody else that we have an obligation to support him. And we did. But I'm going to tell you, he limped in terms of numbers compared to the Donald Trump we know now. Donald Trump proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was the most invigorating, the most exciting presidential candidate in history. And that got proven out on November the 3rd when he absolutely lambasted the left. He won in decisive fashion. It will all be vetted out soon enough. I talked about it earlier in the broadcast in case you want to listen. I gave you the numbers. It'll all be proven out. And the Democrats want to undo it all because, oh, I don't need to say anything else. Because, you know, like when a kid does something stupid and you say, why'd you do that? I don't know. Why'd you do it? Just cause. See, that's a childish thing to do. But that's what Democrats are. They're children. They don't know how to behave. You made a fool out of them in 2016, and they're all like, we got you back. Yeah, we got you back. Well, it's a short-lived victory, folks. So now what do they want to do? Breaking. Cuomo wants a 10 p.m. indoor curfew on bars, restaurants, and gyms. Starting today, private home gatherings are limited to 10 people. Parts of Staten Island are a yellow zone. I read this. So the Democrats are back to the same old tactics. Joe Biden has said he wants a mask mandate. I didn't even hear all of his policies because I'll be honest with you. I'm not even listening to Biden policies. You want to know why? You already got the answer, but I'll tell you if you want to know. Biden ain't going to be president. So why am I going to learn about what that clown wants? I saw one of his pressers, and I swear, I just wanted to reach through the TV and slap his plugged head. And I told you, look at that smile. It's a smile of an evil person, a person who, I mean, he's demented. Donald Trump, they got a march for Trump November the 14th. It's over the weekend. Coming up tomorrow. I don't know if anybody's going to be in D.C. for that, but you're going to see a lot of people supporting the president. You're going to probably see marches all over the country is what I'm betting. So, who knows? But I can tell you this. The Democrats want to see that man gone for more reasons than you can shake a stick at. And Donald Trump has a real opportunity here to do something that everybody talks about but is yet to be done. Donald Trump has the opportunity to correct a system that has been failing us for decades, that has been allowing the wrong candidates to win. John James's race is in the balance, as are many others. John James won the Senate in Illinois, and he got cheated out of it. Martha McSally got cheated out of the Senate in Arizona. Do you know how many races we've lost? Let's just pick the last decade. How many races we lost that we technically won? Let me put it to you this way. If you took out the cheating, the politics of this nation is we have 82 Republican congressmen. I'm sorry. We would have, say, 295 Republican congressmen, and we would have 82 Republican senators. And we would own practically every judiciary. Even in big cities, they would not elect Democrats if they played fair. The blacks are always asking the question, why don't the Republicans want to talk to us? Why would we? Why would we want to talk to blacks when we watch the level of cheating that they're willing to participate in? Oh, it's a lot of black folks, people, trust me. Got my friend that she'll tell you point blank. In our community, we do this for sport. I wish I could tell you different, but it's not the case. This will right itself. The ship will right itself as sure as there is a living God. And we are going to come out victorious. I'm convinced of that. Again, I don't want to tell you things to make you feel good. I'm telling you what I believe in my heart. And you can say to me, well, Kevin, you were wrong on election day. No, I wasn't. Why do you think we're fighting? When we win, what are you going to come back and tell me? Kevin, you were right. And you'll also tell me, I was right on election night. See, because all this cheating, all the things that we're talking about, this all occurred prior to the election. And I told you we would win in a landslide. Can you imagine if they go to flip Trump's real votes back to him, take away Biden's, what the numbers would be? They would validate everything I said.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some governors are beginning to suggest lockdowns may be returning as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, threatening the nation's health care system. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine warning his state may have to lock down again if the numbers don't improve. When it comes to lockdowns, it's no surprise that Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is no fan of them.
In a free society, individuals make their decisions based on risk, and they will make their choices on how they choose to, whether they drive a car, whether they go to a restaurant, whether they wear a mask. These would be individual decisions. But in authoritarianism, the central authority tells you what to do and when to do it.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, President Trump set to speak in the Rose Garden regarding Operation Warp Speed at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senator Lindsey Graham, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says the lawsuits filed by President Trump could show millions of ballots in Nevada were sent through state machines without signatures being properly confirmed.
In Nevada, they have a machine to verify mail-in ballot signatures. If you don't have a signature on a mail-in ballot, then it's useless. The machine was basically turned off. So they ran millions of ballots through this machine, voting machine in Nevada, and the signature component of it was almost literally turned off.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Trump 2020 campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany believes there will be a huge turnout this week for the Million Mega March. The march, beginning in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, will start at Freedom Plaza at noon and then end at the Supreme Court. Antifa will also be in Washington, D.C., hosting counter-protests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, you could sit back, Chris, and say, well, you know, it's actually good if you have divided government. Everyone has skin in the game, okay? And then maybe they'll want to cooperate more. But what is McConnell telling us? He wants your scalp in the game, okay? That's what he wants. He's already telling us he's going to try to do to Biden what he did to Obama. And what that means is, I hope everybody moves to Georgia, you know, in the next a month or two, registers to vote and votes for these two Democratic senators running against, incidentally, two Georgia senators, both of whom were investigated for what? For getting a briefing on the coronavirus and then selling stocks before the public was aware of that information. Both of them were investigated for that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Just played that clip, Democrats plotting yet again on how they can win an election in Georgia by cheating. That's all they know. A bunch of cheaters. God, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter what you do. It could be a kid's baseball game for 9-year-olds, and Democrats will plot how to cheat. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. We covered a lot of ground today. As I mentioned, was under the weather. I apologize to my audience for running a lot of best of shows because I was ill. Fighting Wu flu like the flu is not the way to go because you consistently try to break fevers that you cannot break. And ultimately, you're going to need to take a Z-Pack. And then things are easy. And while I was gone, President Trump won an election that was technically stolen from him. And we're about to win it back. And the Democrats' strategy is to make it appear as though we're stealing our own election. That's been the plot the whole time. Joe Biden was amazingly wanted. Everybody wanted Biden. And the polls proved it. Now, his rallies didn't. And neither did anything else. But all this stuff proved it. And he's going to win the popular vote and the electoral college vote. And then this mean-spirited guy that doesn't want to leave, well, he's going to come back and he's going to take it. He's going to steal it from him. And I've gone over all the different elements of what's been happening in this whole election cycle. You know, and I'm telling you right now that there are no numbers that are going to bear Biden out. There's not a location where Biden isn't going to get hammered. where it counts. In other words, these battleground states. And we went over the numbers in the previous hour, but I'll go ahead and give them to you again. So the Georgia, 16 electoral votes under recount. Pennsylvania, 20 electoral votes under recount and Supreme Court order. Michigan, 16 electoral votes with state house subpoenas for election officials. Wisconsin, 10 votes under a scheduled recount and statewide canvas. Nevada, 6 votes, legal challenges for fraud, and Barr has decided to have a DOJ investigation. Arizona, still counting and under scrutiny for voter irregularities. And then lastly, Nebraska, 1 electoral vote in District 2 under investigation. 80 outstanding electoral votes under investigation. And Donald Trump technically ahead if you take all of those states out, their electoral votes out. Biden hasn't won. They're in question. And Trump will likely win every one of those states. And, of course, the Democrats will scream bloody murder. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. But if Trump is smart, and I think that he is, he's not just going to say we won. He's going to say we won. You cheated. And here's how. And here are the people that need to go to prison. And if he follows through. See, you can't halfway do this. You can't. You can't just take over and go, oh, every time an election comes up, I'm going to contest it, and then we'll do vote counts. Now, there is something to be said for making sure. In other words, if I were a Republican candidate from now till forevermore, I would demand a recount every single time. Now, there are certain things that trigger automatic recounts, but I would want a recount with an audit. And see, that should be part of our process anyway, a recount with an audit. So while the Democrats want to celebrate and they pretend that they got a president-elect and all this other stuff, you just hold firm. Donald Trump did something else recently that, while we're on the subject, because I read this article and it said Michigan will flip. And, of course, Michigan's one of the places in question at this point. One of the states in question, and rightfully so. Their governor, Whitmer, is a piece of work and should be recalled. I mean, there's many things that should happen to her, but she should be recalled. Anyway, here's what this guy says. 4 voters filed a federal lawsuit seeking to exclude presidential election results from 3 Michigan counties due to allegations of fraud, echoing several other legal challenges brought forward since President Trump refused to concede defeat. Why would he concede defeat when he won? Like I said, that would be like Usain Bolt running the 100-meter dash, and before he gets to the finish line, somebody throws a chair in his lane, and he has to stop, but he's leading by, you know, five feet. And he's 5 yards from the finish line, and somebody throws a chair and it stops him, and then everybody blows by him, and they go, oh, well, he lost. Usain Bolt would be, no, I didn't lose. Somebody threw a monkey wrench into the equation. Anyway, they said Trump earned 147,000 fewer votes. I want you to understand the number of votes needed to sway these elections when the Democrats, this is after they've stuffed the ballots. But they said Trump earned 147,000 fewer votes than Democrat Joe Biden in Michigan, according to the unofficial results. The new lawsuit seeks to eliminate ballots cast in Wayne, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties, which would amount to 1.2 million votes given to giving Trump the lead in Michigan. Now, these are voters filing these lawsuits, not Trump. Now, Trump's going to file them as well, and as I say, he already has. But they go on to say this. Birmingham attorney Maxwell Goss and Indiana attorney James Bopp Jr. representing plaintiffs. Bopp serves as a campaign advisor to Trump. He was an Indiana delegate for Trump in 2016 and legal advisor for Bush and Romney. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan cites an assortment of allegations made by the Trump campaign, the RNC chair Ronan McDaniel, right-wing media organizations, and ongoing lawsuits filed since the election. Plaintiffs also cite ongoing investigations launched by the Michigan legislature and a variety of other claims that have been debunked. The allegations include charges of Republican ballot challengers being harassed and illegal tampering with ballots. Now, what cracks me up when I read these types of stories is how blatant the Democrats are. Oh, what are you talking about? Counting votes. There are so many. I don't want to call them whistleblowers. We played a thing earlier about a person reporting on what they saw. Look, you would have to be the most naive person on the planet to not understand what is going on here. It would be total naivete. Or you know it, and like most Democrats, you don't care. Now, if Democrats were genuine and honest with us, here's what they would say. They would say, look, we know Joe Biden is a moron and Kamala Harris is a skank. We know this, but we don't care. We don't like Trump. We don't like you. We don't like you guys for winning all the time. We don't like you for being right. We don't like you for throwing a wrench in our sensibilities when we want to live in amoral and essentially a life where we get ahead no matter what. We want to win and be ahead no matter what. That's where we are. If they would just come out and say the truth, it's like I always talk about Planned Parenthood. With Planned Parenthood, why don't you just come out and tell us the truth? You want to kill black babies because single black mothers raise horrible children who end up committing lots of crimes and in prison. If you would say that, at least people would respect you. It doesn't mean that's the answer to the problem. What the answer to the problem is for black mothers and fathers to stay with their kids and a host of other things I could tell you that are the real issues here. But the problem what we have is Planned Parenthood wants to lie and try to pretend that it's about a woman's right to choose. It has nothing to do with that. And Democrats should just be honest about all of these issues. Let me go on. They say, plaintiffs conclude that the evidence suffices to place in doubt the November 3rd presidential election results in identified counties and in the state as a whole. Now, as I said earlier, there was a Michigan judge who dismissed it and said, it was no big deal. But it's back in court, and it is legit, and it will be proven. So just hang in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Andy, do you think that FBI Director Chris Wray is going to survive these 70 days in that position, since he seems to be somebody whose head is on the chopping block? And what do you think the consequences of all of this are in real terms?
Sure. So it's
It's hard to imagine with the negative things that the president has already said about the director of the FBI. It's hard to imagine that he survives another, 9 or 10 weeks of the retribution, firings for retribution, and doesn't end up the victim of one of those himself. Now, that said, I think that Director Wray has put himself in that crosshair by doing exactly what he should do, which is doing his job, telling the truth, representing to Congress and to the nation what the true state of threats are in this country and what they are not, specifically widespread voter fraud. So that's going to be a very interesting thing to watch. The danger, of course, is increased instability at the highest levels of not just our federal agencies, but the agencies most responsible for our national security, which is basically kneecapping the country's ability to protect itself, which I don't know that there's a more significant threat than that.
That was Allison Camerota interviewing Andrew McCabe, calling him Andy, giving this guy credibility. What a scoundrel. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Please download the show. Tell friends about it. I know we've had some issues over the last month, but I've explained it. We're going to try to get ahead of the game going forward and arrange for more guest hosts and things like that. But I'm telling you, it's not easy. And it's certainly not easy when we're involved in so many things. TheFlickFest.com, our new movie site. That'll be up and running here in the next, probably the next week. We've got new movies coming out. We've got an entire project around 1619 that is just phenomenal. If you got the email, I'd love to get your feedback on what you thought about that video. People are raving over that video because we pushed back on 1619 in a way that nobody has. Anyway, thank you guys for being a part of what we do 5 days a week. What I wanted to tell you, though, is what McCabe was saying is negative things about the director. The president is saying negative things about Wray. Wray should have been fired months ago. I've been pretty much demanding they make Rick Grenell the acting director of the FBI and let him do exactly what he did when he was acting director of national intelligence, which is start releasing documents. Let people see the truth. Now, notice the language used by McCabe where he talked about this is retribution. When the president fires somebody, it's retribution. The president getting rid of Obama-era swamp rats is not retribution. It's smart for business. Why he had him there in the first place, many of us are trying to figure out. I don't really care if he's playing some sort of a spy game internally and trying to make people, feel like he got to the bottom of this stuff. Congratulations. But I don't see it. I want him to get rid of all of them, and I want these clowns that have been impeding government, what they call them, unelected bureaucrats. There's another name for it. I mentioned this the other day. I can't remember. But these are the people running the country. And they're running this country, and we didn't cast votes for them, but they think they're in charge. And then he goes on to call Wray a victim. A victim of what? That guy, it is absolutely pathetic that Wray has been in this position for this long, and we've got nothing solid that's come out of this thing. It's insane. But he said, and I love this last part. He says, Wray put himself in the crosshairs by doing his job, by telling the truth, by addressing the true threats, but not things like widespread voter fraud. Every one of us in this country, including Democrats, know with certainty that there is widespread voter fraud all over this country. We know with certainty. It's not even a question. And the beauty of it is, yet again, we will get to shut these clowns up. When it's revealed everything that was done, we will get a chance to say, we told you. Now, we don't need to say, I told you so. They already know. I promise you, they already know. Then he talked about increased instability. The thing that, let me tell you what most people in this country are afraid of at this point. The majority of people in this country are afraid of a Biden presidency. That's their real fear. They don't know. They know Biden will not be the real president. They know Kamala Harris will not be the real VP. They wonder who will pull the strings. Now, there are millions of people who are trying to pretend they like this fraudulent situation that's occurred, and they pretend that they love that Biden's president. But if they tell you the truth, and I say this all the time, if Democrats tell you the truth, they'll tell you their fears, and you already know. You already know. And the last thing he said was kneecapping the country's ability to protect itself. So what he's saying is, if Donald Trump would just roll over, if he would just give up, then we're going to be in a better shape because Joe Biden will be in charge. And it'll give us a much better ability to protect ourselves. That's what he's trying to tell you. This is a guy who has lied under oath to Congress. He's lied about his role in the first coup attempt at Donald Trump. And he's getting prominent, you know, time on CNN. Prominent time. Being affectionately called Andy by Allison Camerota, former Fox person who, by the way, showed her true colors. Because like all these clowns that people believe are conservative at Fox, she showed her true colors the minute she got to CNN. And where do we find her? We find out she's a lefty. And speaking of Fox, here's what the president tweeted about him. Fox News daytime ratings have completely collapsed. Do we have the numbers? Apparently we don't have any official ratings yet. See what you guys can find. Anyway, there is this story. Lachlan Murdoch, who is the executive with final oversight of the network itself, one of the sons of Rupert, and the other son, I believe, left, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, he said that, and here's a quote, "I would expect that as we enter a more normal news cycle, which will happen eventually, that appetite for news will shift." This is a call with investors. He's predicting that Fox will lose viewership. But here's what he says, Fox, he says, would focus on keeping its share of viewership so that it can continue to maintain leverage in the advertising market and wield influence with its audience and newsmakers. Well, I'm here to tell you, good luck with that, Lachlan. Lachlan, just an N. Good luck with that. People are moving off Fox. Now, here's what's interesting. They're moving over to Newsmax. Newsmax is run by a guy named Chris Ruddy. Chris Ruddy is great friends with the Clintons. He is a leftist. If you look at Newsmax, if you get their daily thing that they send you, I always keep it so I can tell people, look at the headlines of Newsmax articles and you will see why you cannot trust them. Anyway, Donald J. Trump said, "Fox News daytime ratings have completely collapsed. Weekend daytime even worse. Very sad to watch this happen." But they forgot what made them successful, what got them there. They forgot the golden goose. The biggest difference between the 2016 election and the 2020 was Fox News. This is what Donald Trump tweeted. And it is the shot that's been heard around the world. Because Donald Trump is saying, let me tell you, this is going to change. And here's what's the beautiful thing about this. This is long overdue. There are people like myself who are as relevant or more. We are much more opinionated. We speak the truth. We don't pontificate. We don't go one way or the other. And I'm telling you, the shift is coming our way. I got to leave it there for now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.